This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura. We'll start with the week that was. It's the weekly wrap, and here in the studio with me, we've got Lee Gallagher with Fortune. Hey, Lee.
Hi.
And we've got John Carney from the Wall Street Journal. Hi, John.
Hi.
Let me start with the markets, John. It seems that every day I get an alert on my iPhone that we've hit a new record. We've hit a
new highs.
Exactly. So today is no exception. The Dow's hit another record. The S&P's an all-time high. What are we seeing here?
Well, what we've seen is almost, even though we keep making new highs, things move very little on any given day. We've had a record number of days where the stock market has moved up or down by less than 1%. So we're sort of slowly grinding higher, but there's almost no volatility. And a lot of people find it an almost eerie calm.
Lee, would you agree? A bit eerie?
I would agree, yes. And I mean, you know, volatility has almost, you know, it's sort of vanished from the market. I mean, if you remember back, you know, not last year, but the year before, it was just all over the place. And it just started going up last year and it really hasn't stopped. And I think people are used to that and spoiled by that. So, you know, I think I'm among the people that think we're in for a bit of a shock probably later this year.
Let me ask you a bit about the Fed had its regular meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday. Janet Yellen came out and did her press conference afterward. There was a lot of talk leading up to that about indications of inflation. We got the CPI report earlier in the week. What did Chair Yellen have to say?
Well, I mean, she has done a good job, I think, at being very artful with her words, which she's known for. I mean, she was really pioneered the use of communication as an actual tool in itself. But, you know, she was trying to reassure us that growth is, you know, happening and that there are improvements in the labor market. And I don't think inflation is too much of a concern. I don't think deflation is too much of a concern. I think the biggest problem is the D word, demand. And there's only so much the Fed can do to spur that.
John, I was struck by how much we talked about this mythic taper for so long. And now it's right. Like we go into these meetings and it's sort of a foregone conclusion. It seems like nothing.
Right. And what's actually the irony is interest rates have moved up a little bit the last couple of weeks. But we were supposed to have rapidly rising interest rates and a lot of volatility around the taper. Instead, we didn't get that. I actually found the most shocking thing about the Fed meeting is the long-term projections of where the interest rates will eventually be are coming down, meaning instead of aiming – everybody thinking we'll go back to 4% long-term, it's now down to like 3.75, and that's a change.
Just sticking with what was happening in Washington, Mary Barra, the CEO of GM, was back in Washington again. Obviously not a fun trip for her to make, appearing before members of Congress. Have we learned anything new about sort of the problems within the company that have led to all these recalls?
I mean, you know, no, we have not. And I think the irony in all this is that GM's car sales now are actually doing quite well. And there are a number of reasons for that. But, you know, look, this is a serious, serious problem. This is not something Mary Barra expected, and she has been hit with this. And I think she's managed it very well. I think she came out and took decisive steps right away, and this is not going to go away anytime soon.
There's a really weird symmetry between what happened with the banks and what's happening with General Motors, right? We rescue them, and then it turns out there's all these calamities out there, right? And they end up having to pay lots of money for things they did a long time ago. And, you know, that's one of the disturbing things here is that we had sort of hoped, okay, we're like clearing the decks, we'll move forward, and now it turns out there's these, you know, big problems that have existed there for a long time.
Just very quickly, John, I wanted to ask you, we've seen all of this action happening in the Middle East and gas prices going up in some places. What's been happening with oil markets this week?
Well, they went up a little bit, but I don't think they went up anywhere near enough. I mean, there's a possibility for the biggest war in the Middle East in decades, and yet we've added like $4 or $5 to the price of crude.
John Carney with the Wall Street Journal, thanks very much.
Have a good weekend.
Lee Gallagher with Fortune Magazine, thank you.
Thanks, David.